Hey there, teacher friends! Together with my amazing illustrator, Denise Walker, we are so excited to introduce our newest children's book, Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle, the newest addition to the Caring Critters series, a series of social-emotional books for kids. This book is a fantastic tool for teachers to help students understand how their choices affect others and the difference between expected and unexpected behavior. Trixie, who was a beloved character in our first children's book, Felipe the Feeling Frog, which teaches children that all feelings are okay, now gets her own story, showing how making thoughtful decisions can impact her friends and create a positive environment. Felipe even makes a return appearance too. This book is perfect for teaching essential social and emotional skills. Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle is a must-have for your classroom library. Grab your copy today at kindergartencafe.org/Trixie. That's kindergartencafe.org/TRIXIE. And support your students' social-emotional growth with the Caring Critters series. Hey there, teacher friends. It's Ziba from Kindergarten Cafe. And today we're talking about movement breaks and quick little time fillers. These are good any time of year, but I'm especially thinking about right now at the end of the year where definitely kids need to be moving and they have a little bit more wiggles or a little bit less of attention span. And also we're sort of wrapping up curriculum. So we have random bits of time where we're like, oh, we've got 5 minutes left and I don't know what to do with you. These are perfect for that. So let's jump in. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. Okay, so the first movement break that I want to talk to you about is stand up, sit down. This is a great activity to use at morning meeting. It's great at the beginning of the year when you're getting to know your students, but it's still good at the end of the year. So basically, you just do different phrases, and if it's true for the student, they stand up, and if it's not true, they sit down. And so it gets them up and down and gets them, lets them visually see who agrees with the statement, who doesn't. And so at the beginning of the year, I love to do it more with getting to know you questions. So like, if you have a sister, stand up. If you like to play soccer, stand up. Okay, everyone sit down. If you like to go on the swings at recess, stand up, whatever. And then as we go on through the year, you can incorporate more of the academics into it. You could do more about like preferences with how they're learning. Like if you like to learn with a partner, or if you like to use the 10 frame to help you solve math problems, stand up. Or make predictions. If you think that the plant will grow without water, stand up. If you think that the plant will grow without sun, stand up. And then you could have them explain, why did you stand up? Why did you sit down? Things like that. But it just adds in that movement for the kids to get them moving, to release some energy. The movement break number two is called a shakedown movement break. This is perfect if you have just a few minutes to spare. You don't have a lot of time, but you are noticing a ton of wiggles. This is the perfect thing to bring out. So you have everyone stand up and you stretch out your arm. I do one arm at a time, right arm, then left arm, then right leg, then left leg. You stretch out your right arm and you shake it 5 times, counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then you do the other arm. You stretch out the left arm. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stretch out the right leg and you shake it, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the left leg, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then you go back to the right arm, but this time you're taking down one of the shakes. So you're going 4, 3, 2, 1, 4, 3, 2, 1, 4, 3, 2, 1, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you keep going all the way until you get to 0. And the way to extend this shakedown is doing it in other languages. This is a great way to show that you value other languages, appreciate other cultures. So having the kids who speak other languages lead the group and having everyone repeat how to say the numbers. The only one I can do right now is Spanish. So cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, uno. Cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, uno. And what's great is that the kids already know what it is you're doing. They know it's routine. So they know the kids are saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And each time they take away one of the numbers. The kids also love stepping up and sharing, getting a chance to share their language with the other kids. It's a really cool chance for them to take lead, take ownership. You could also add in a little bit of math if you're doing any skip counting. You could do that. The third movement break for today is called I Spy, or like a scavenger hunt. Obviously, we know I Spy, something that's red, but I love to bring in more academic content, so I'll incorporate phonics a lot. So I'll say I Spy, something that starts with the sound W, and then they have to go and point, not say out loud, just go point to what they think it is, and I'll have them share. And, you know, I'll say, well, I was thinking of window, so I can't think of something that's not, that would not be it. But so if I say, you know, I have something that starts with S and they point to sand table, but I was thinking sink, I would say, oh, sand works, but that's not what I'm thinking of. What else could it be? And so as we progress through the year, I'll move through the different phonics skills. So I'll say starts with the letter W, then I'll move to ends with the letter, ends with the sound S, or has the sound eh in the middle as we progress. Or I'll add, if we're learning about digraphs or blends, I'll add in those. So it's a great way to incorporate the academics into it. Math as well, you can add in different numbers. I spy something that has four different sides, or I spy the number 15 in the room, or shapes is obviously a simple one. I spy something that's a rectangle. So that's a great way. But the point is that as you're doing it, they're walking around and pointing to what they think it could be. So they're getting a movement break in, but it is incorporating the academics as well. Movement break number four is freeze. So basically, you're having the kids walk around the room and you're giving them an example of something that you want them to freeze as, and then you count it down and you have them freeze like a statue. I love to do this with reviewing class expectations. So we'll go just write down the list of our class promises. So I'll say, walk around the room, think of something that shows me how to take care of the classroom. And then we're going to freeze in 3, 2, 1. And then I'll say what I'm seeing. Oh, I see so-and-so is pushing in a chair. I see so-and-so is picking up a pretend pencil off the ground. I see so-and-so is turning off the water from the sink, whatever. So taking care of the classroom. And then we go through the next class promise. So that's a great way to review those class expectations, give a visual for what it is you're expecting the kids to do. It also gets them up and moving. You could do this too. You could connect other content areas. If you're talking about community helpers, have them freeze as a community helper and see if we can guess which community helper they are, or have them freeze as a part of the plant life cycle and have them have see if we can guess which part of the life cycle they are or which part of the plant. You name it, you can connect to it. Have them freeze as a shape or a letter of the alphabet. Those are fun as well. Okay, the next two movement breaks are songs as well. So since this is a podcast, I can, in fact, sing it to you so you know how it goes. So if you don't want to hear it, you can skip ahead. So the first one is the button song, and there's movement that goes along with it. So it goes like this. Hi, my name is Bob, and I work in a button factory. One day my boss said, hey, Bob, are you busy? I said no. He said, push this button with your finger. And then you start acting out pushing a button with one finger. And then you just go through it again. Hi, my name is Bob, and I work in a button factory. One day my boss said, hey, Bob, are you busy? I said no. He said, push this button with your other finger. So now you got both fingers, both pointer fingers going on both hands. And then you go through it again. Hi, my name is Bob, and I work in the button factory. One day my boss said, hey, Bob, are you busy? I said no. He said, push this button with, and you can keep going through elbows. So lifting up your arms and like lifting up a lever with your elbows. And then you could do it with your hips, and then you could do it with your feet. And then you could do it with your tongue. And that one is always fun because then it sounds like this. Hi, my name is Bob. I'm at the button factory. One day my boss said, hey, Bob, I'm busy? I said yes to the very last one when there's nothing else you could possibly, no other buttons you could possibly push. You say yes. And so the kids love that one. And that's a quick, like, I would say it takes a couple minutes, but it's quick and easy and a lot of fun. The next one is Aroostasha. I think there are other names for it too, but I know it as Aroostasha. And what you do is each time you sing it, you add in a body part. So they sort of repeat after you. Thumbs up. And they go, thumbs up. Aroostasha, Aroostasha, Aroostasha-sha. And I'm like shaking side to side, moving my thumbs side to side as I'm singing it. And then you repeat. Thumbs up, thumbs up. Elbows back, elbows back. Aroostasha, Aroostasha, Aroostasha-sha. Thumbs up, thumbs up. Elbows back, elbows back. Knees together, knees together. I like to add in the different tones of voice to keep it even more engaging. Aroostasha, Aroostasha, Aroostasha-sha. And you keep repeating. You add in toes in. I like to do it high-pitched like that, but it's toes in. So their knees are together, and then their toes come in. And then bottoms up, and they stick their butt out, and they love that one. You can add in eyes closed. You can add in tongues out. And then again, it sounds like a-loop-tha-tha, a-loop-tha-tha, a-loop-tha-tha. And then you're done. They have everyone sit down. So they really like that one. So that was movement break 5 and 6. Movement break number 7 is called the opposite game. I talked about this in the podcast episode about self-regulation tips for kids. But the way that it works is you go through some examples of directions you would say, and they have to do the opposite. So if you say stand up, then they sit down. If you say to dance, then they freeze. If you say freeze, then they dance. If you say walk, then they sit, or they, you know, stand still. If you say stand still, then they walk. If you say up, then they point down. If you say down, they point up. You can make it up to be whatever you want. And you could definitely incorporate vocabulary words that they're learning and, you know, from different content areas as well. You could connect emotion to a vocabulary word that you learned. Like if you say stem, they point to the roots. If you say roots, they point to the stem, something like that. Can you tell we're learning about plants right now? So that's the opposite game. The kids have to really practice executive function skills and self-regulation because they have to stop themselves from doing what you told them to do and then do the opposite. So it takes a lot of that impulse control. Movement break number 8 is yoga. You can use this as a calming movement break option. I really love Cosmic Kids Yoga if you have a longer period of time where you're trying to fill. She does like 10, 15, 20, 30 minute different yoga adventures on YouTube. So highly recommend her. You can also get yoga cards. I have a freebie that I will put in the show notes that has some examples of like movements that you could do with the kids. But I also got some alphabet yoga cards, one of my years of teaching, and I like connecting the alphabet and the phonics to the yoga moves. So that's always a fun one. And it is helpful, obviously, that it has the script for me to tell the kids of what to do with their bodies, because sometimes on the spot, it's hard to remember what we're asking them to do. Movement break number 9 and 10, our final movement breaks, are more games. And they're perfect if you have 5, 10 minutes where you're like, what are we going to do with this last 10 minutes? I don't know what we should do. These are perfect for that. So the first is called Four Corners. It works really well if you have another adult in the room, but if you don't, that's okay. You can have a kid be sort of the watch, or you could be the watch and have the kid be the one calling out the corners. But the way it works is you designate four corners in the room. If your kids are learning about directions, that's a great connection, north, south, east, west. But if not, I just do the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. And you show them where they are. And you close your eyes and they walk. I stress walk because that's why you want to have someone watching to make sure that they're walking or otherwise they're out. They walk to one of the corners of the room. Your eyes are closed and you call out one of the corners where you think people are. And whoever is in corner number 2 that you called is out and they sit on the rug. And so this is a good game because it goes by pretty fast. You get down pretty quickly to a final group and then you can do it a couple of different times. So it's like, it's not a big deal if you're out because you get to play again. And a little trick is that if you're calling out and let's say you called out corner number 2, they often never think that you're going to call out number two again. And so calling out corner number two right after again is like a great way to a good strategy for the game. But yeah, if you don't have another adult that can watch out to make sure everyone's walking, then you could have a kid call out the corner and you could keep the eyes open for making sure that everyone's being safe and playing by the rules, because it's hard for you as the teacher to have your eyes closed. Or you could have a kid being the one to just watch out and supervise, and they would love that job, I'm sure. They would also love to call out the corners, for sure. And the last game, move and break, that I love is called Statues. And the way this works is it's almost like a night at the museum, where they have to freeze as a statue in the museum. And you, or a student, I love to let the students do this, is you are a museum guard. And you are walking around the museum and keeping an eye on the statues and making sure that none of them are alive and none of them are moving. And as you're walking around, you are looking for kids to move. If you see them move, then they are out. Now, when you first start the year, this game is pretty easy. The kids are, it's pretty easy to see who's moving. The longer that you play, the more that you play, they get more sophisticated. And they start just like freezing for the entire time and not moving at all. Not a single bit. And then you've got like 10 kids that are not moving at all and you can't call anyone out. Then it's not so fun anymore. So what I like to tell the kids is I like to say, remember, you're alive. You're a statue that's alive. You've come to life and you have to move. You just are trying to do it when the museum guard's not watching. So if I see through the whole game that you haven't moved once, you're going to be out. You're not going to win. And so that's important because, like I said, they'll just sit there and you'll have no one to call out. And it'll go on for a very, very, very long time. And praise the kids who are moving. Wow, I did see you move, but you were so brave. You took a big risk. I love that. Once you get kids being the museum guard, I love to model what being an adventurous statue is. So I'll like walk behind the museum guard and then freeze as soon as they turn around. And they're always very surprised that I'm right behind them. And the kids always laugh a lot. But I do recommend modeling that adventurous statue that they don't have to just sit still the whole time. But that is by far the kids' favorite game, and they ask for it every single day. So that is a good one to have if you have an extra 5-10 minutes at hand and you're not sure what to do with it. And just a quick bonus movement break, if you are trying to set up for another lesson, especially if you're the only teacher in the room and you're setting up for a big thing and you need the kids entertained and you want them moving, there's some great resources like Go Noodle, obviously, is a great resource. They have a ton of different movement breaks and activities. And if you're on YouTube, my kids love Jack Hartman. Those are great to connect more academics to what they're doing. Cuckoo Kangaroo are really, really fun songs and dances, and they are very catchy tunes, and they definitely get stuck in your head. And a new favorite of my class, when we've had so much indoor recess this year, is PE with Mr. G. And he has really engaging movement breaks where the kids are doing all kinds of chases and hunts, and they're, you know, going up and down. And I don't even, it's so many things. And they are so engaged. He has seasonal options, but he also has ones based on characters that they love. Definitely not connected to academics, but it is a perfect way to kill 5 minutes if you're setting up for something. And they get all their wiggles out. They're moving a ton. And if you have indoor recess, he has longer ones and the kids just do it on repeat and they are so engaged. So I'll put all those links in the show notes. But those are my 10 move and breaks and time fillers for the end of the year, really for any time of year, but especially for this end of the year. And our quote of the day has nothing to do with move and breaks at school, but it made me laugh. It is, "I'm a wiggly worm at night. Sheets are my worst enemy." Well, I can't help kids sleeping with sheets at night with these movement breaks, but I can help your kids from being wiggly worms at school. If you liked these, send me a message on Instagram at Kindergarten Cafe telling me the movement break that you tried and loved the most, or that you are excited to try, and I can't wait to hear it. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.